As Steve and I have been discussing, the global crises and threats of human extinction are a reflection that our life-sustaining paradigmatic beliefs are fundamentally flawed. History reveals that when these beliefs are rewritten, it inevitably leads to the evolution of a new form of civilization. Based upon the new awareness described earlier, in conjunction with the insights offered by New Edge Science, we are being provided with the foundation of a new cultural story. Simply, the current answers we have accepted for the perennial questions are flawed and inaccurate, to the extent that our survival is now in question. However, new science is providing civilization with a more sustainable life-affirming story. The new story reveals that we have a positive future, and as importantly, it also offers a pathway to help us get there. Earlier in our conversation, we examined how four different belief systems, referred to as basal paradigms, shaped four stages in the evolution of human civilization. These stages were animism, polytheism, monotheism, and the current version, scientific materialism. Clearly, we are on the brink of a new emerging paradigm that integrates the old dualities of the spiritual and material realm into a unified worldview. Based upon its essence, we would like to suggest that the new basal paradigm be referred to as holism, in that it is predicated upon uniting former opposing polarities into a unified whole. As with prior paradigms, the beliefs offered by holism must adequately answer the three perennial questions: how did we get here? Why are we here? And now that we're here, how do we make the best of it? The new paradigm of holism suggests the following answers. For example, in regard to how did we get here, evidence from quantum physics suggests that we got here as a result of the influence of an intelligent, immaterial energy field shaping matter. The energy or information patterns inherent in that field generate complementary physical structures through a self-forming dynamic assembly of particulate matter, a process that employs the organization principles espoused by fractal geometry. Simply, as Einstein suggested, the field is the sole governing agency of the particle. In regard to the biophysical mechanisms that would account for our origins, we likely arose through the coordinated combined efforts of both creation and evolution processes. It was in part creation, since the patterns in the field existed before its matter complement. However, when matter did arise, it started with primitive structures and organisms that over time facilitated an evolution of more complex organisms. In holism, two existing polarities on the nature of human origins, creation and evolution, are entangled, with each making a significant contribution to the whole. In regard to creation and evolution, each side is right, but only when both sides are considered together. The merging of opposing polarities such as energy and matter or creation and evolution is a fundamental character in a holistic paradigm, which emphasizes that opposites are entangled and collectively contribute to a unity, a oneness. In regard to the question, why are we here? Evolution is not a purposeless accident as we have been led to believe. Rather, it is a purposeful process wherein individual organisms arise and thrive as part of a whole system. Like other organisms, we are here to maintain balance in the environment, to buffer it, to sustain it, and create harmony. Every organism that ever lived has played this role. Humans are different in that we are consciously aware of our evolutionary process and potential. We are here to use that awareness to ensure that harmonious balance. As suggested in James Lovelock's insight on Gaia, the Earth as a living organism, nature's tendency is to maintain balance. The introduction of a new organism alters an existing balance in the environment, which in turn causes the introduction of yet another organism to subsequently rebalance that influence. Consider the balance between plants and animals. Plants use carbon dioxide and excrete oxygen as a waste product. If there were only plants on this planet, shortly, all the carbon dioxide would be used up and the atmosphere would be filled with oxygen and the plants would die. Consequently, it was a requirement that animals evolve, because animals actually use oxygen and excrete carbon dioxide as waste. So animals balance the physiological functions of plants, and together animals and plants live in a state of harmony in that environment. One couldn't live without the other. If we looked at the evolution of organisms coming into the biosphere and consider it in regard to the expression of a seesaw, imagine a seesaw where one person gets at one end and one person gets at the other end, and they balance each other over the center fulcrum. However, what we can talk about in regard to evolution is, as one organism enters the environment, it gets at one end of the seesaw, tilting the seesaw. But this causes the requirement for another organism to enter the environment and sit at the opposite end of the seesaw to bring the balance back. Every time a new organism enters, this process is repeated so that continuously organisms are maintaining a balance of the seesaw. Over the course of evolution, the organisms start approaching the center of that seesaw. Ultimately, there'll be an organism that will stand at the actual center of the seesaw with one foot on one side of the fulcrum and one foot on the other side of the fulcrum. The significance is that this last organism that's added to the mix has a very powerful role, because by slightly adding pressure on one side or the other side, one individual organism can shift the entire balance of the seesaw. It is very interesting because, in regard to the tree of life and all the organisms that have been filling up that seesaw, humans are at that fulcrum point. Because how we alter the environment one way or the other, we can change that balance or hopefully maintain that balance to keep ourselves alive. So the function of our human evolution is to expand the awareness of our role in recognizing our participation in keeping that balance in the garden. However, a second role of our evolution deals with the accumulation of awareness itself. Because if we refer to the tree of evolution, what we're really recognizing is the biosphere is one integrated living systems whose component organisms can be scored on a hierarchy of awareness, from lower organisms on the tree with a small amount of awareness to organisms at the top of the tree holding vast quantities of awareness. Every cell in the biosphere has awareness. However, cells join together into communities to amplify the power of their awareness. So these cells come together and form organisms, and then organisms come together in community to express the same function. So the driving force of evolution is the expansion of this awareness, which ultimately led to the awareness that humans are presently handling. But now the third question becomes very important. Now that we're here, how do we make the best of it? Well, we make the best of life by making the best life we can, for ourselves, for others, and for our planet. Just as our own body is a community of 50 trillion cells living in harmony, we can use our conscious awareness to do what our cells did, form a coherent community to create health and bliss. Our destiny is to re-inhabit that garden, only this time in full awareness of our journey up to now. Rather than just being another pet in the garden, we return as awakened, aware, participating observers. In addition to accumulating awareness, our destiny is also to use that awareness to create sustainable technologies to enhance our survival and lessen our footprint in the environment. This is precisely what our cells did when they created life-enhancing cellular communities. As multicellular communities evolved, ultimately leading to the origin of human beings, the cells created amazing technologies that were necessary to manipulate, regulate, and control their environment. Interestingly, many of the most advanced technology created by cells and are used in our body to sustain the operation of our lives are still beyond the grasp of human science and awareness. Technology is an integral element in the evolutionary process, in that we are on a similar path tread by the cells. Using technology to ensure our survival counters arguments of those Luddites who would have us return to the garden and resume our role as those hairless pets. If the cells had not evolved the technology that provides for the human body, we simply wouldn't be here. Consequently, increasing awareness and advancing technology should be a primary endeavor encouraged in human civilization. They are elemental characters of all evolving systems. The significant role of technology is to support an organism's survival by allowing it to operate at efficient, effective levels so as not to destroy the environment that provides for its life. Advances in technology should lead us to reducing the size of our footprint that we leave on the environment. The new story for our culture, holism, resembles the ancient story of animism with the addition of the modern version of life-enhancing awareness and technology. If we truly have insights into understanding the nature of our new story, is there anything we can do to facilitate bringing that new civilization into our reality? One way to influence evolution is to help shape a supportive, life-encouraging field, which by Einstein's definition is the sole regulatory agency that turns shapes into structure. Secondly, we should be able to organize human civilization to provide for its most advantageous, efficient operating condition.